Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. Happy second week of October. I pray that you are well and blessed and in perfect health and spirits this morning. Today I'm going to be reading from two different scriptures of Psalms this morning. The first one is kind of lengthy, and the second one is just to reel it on in and bring it all together. Teach us to live well. Teach us to live wisely and well. Come back, God. How long do we have to wait? And treat your servants with kindness for a change. Surprise us with love at daybreak. Then we'll skip and dance all the day long. Make up for the bad times with some good times. We've seen enough evil to last a lifetime. Let your servants see what you're best at, the ways you rule and bless your children. And let the lovingness of our Lord, our God, rest upon us, confirming the work that we do. Oh, yes, affirm the work that we do. That comes from Psalms 90, 12, and 17. This morning I'm speaking to the word expectant. Expectancy, living in expectancy, a life full of expectancy, when you know that you deserve better. I know I've been hearing it forever. You can't question God. But there's so many scriptures in the Bible that tell us otherwise. This scripture is clearly saying in the second sentence, how long do we have to wait? And it's demanding that God treat your servants with kindness for a change. Make up for the bad times with some good times. That is what the scripture is imposing, that requesting of God. It's petitioning, it's asking, it's questioning, it's demanding in this full scripture. Then it speaks to, the next scripture speaks to our part and who we are in God. And again, when our mindset is expecting nothing but better, nothing but greater, nothing but goodness from God. I'm sure now I'll see God's goodness in the exuberant earth. Stay with God. Take heart. Don't quit. I'll say it again. Stay with God. Psalms 13 and 14. I'm sorry, Psalms 27, 13 and 14. And again, it speaks to us and who we are and our expectancy. Scripture reads off saying, I'm sure now I'll see God's goodness in the exuberant earth. Some translations read, I'm determined to see goodness. Then it gives you a demand how you can see that. Stay with God. Take heart. Don't quit. And when you stay with God, you are doing your part to see it. You are expecting better. You are doing better. You are putting out into the atmosphere better. You are looking like the example that God gave us to be an example of Him, which is Jesus. And I say this all the time to people when you meet people who say they don't believe in Jesus. I'm not asking you to believe. I'm asking you to look like Him, be like Him, walk in Him. You were created in His image. So show up and show out. When you stay with God, you know, you can't stay in someone's house and be an unruly guest, an unruly child. Eventually, you'll get put out. So you stay with God because He wants you to do His will. He wants you to be the one that can bring the goodness into the earth. It starts with you. So whatever you have to do, you go and do it so that you can see God's blessings come upon you. Father God, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your breath of air that breathed into us this morning and allow us to, Lord, go out again and be a new creation. Where we can go out and see the goodness of your hand. We can see the goodness of this world today, Lord God. Lord God, I am determined to see goodness because I know my part in bringing goodness, Lord God. So if more of us would just have that desire, have that that zest to go out and be greater, it'll be less evil, less ugliness, less darkness, and more of us will put our lights on. So this morning, Lord God, teach us to live wisely and well, and show us, Lord God, how it starts with us, Lord God. Let this be a daybreak where we can skip and dance all day long, Lord God. Lord God, may your, these days that have been bad be replaced with good times, Lord God. Lord God, have your way, rule and reign over our hearts. Speak to someone, Lord God, today so that they may change their desire, change their ways, Lord God, so that goodness can be exalted throughout the earth. Lord God, I thank you. I love you. I give you all the glory, praise, and honor. We collectively, Lord God, say Allah, hallelujah, and amen because of who you are. Lord God, we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Have an amazing day, love. God bless you. Be great. Be blessed. Be loved. Go out and be the light that you're looking for. And if more of us will do that, more light will shine in. Have a great day. I love you.